Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the voice of Miss Shante, your host of As I Sip My Tea, Honey. We are talking about dating tonight and how it can go very wrong. Felt only fitting that we play this song while we definitely tried to discuss the situation. Now, I'm not sure if my co-host is going to be on tonight, but we do have a special guest coming on later this evening that actually requested this wonderful topic. So, if you want to call in, you are always welcome to. That number is going to be 1-917-889-2241. We're going to give our guest and our co-host a little bit more time before they won't be on the call. As you know, at the end of the day, people got things to do, and if you don't want to call, I can't help you. So, let's speak on this real briefly as far as how we're going to open up the subject. How do you deal with a crazy person when you're with them, when you're breaking up with them? Like, when saying no isn't going to cut it, and now the law is involved. When you're dating, do you feel like you're on an episode of Snapped or the First 48? When did dating become so hard and why? So I definitely want to hear your thoughts on this. And, let's speak on it. I do know that I personally believe everybody goes through trials and tribulations of dating some different people. And it can sometimes really work out for the best, and sometimes it can really, really, really go left. However, I've actually been on both ends of the situation where I couldn't let go of a certain someone, and there was a certain someone that couldn't let go of me. I don't think either situations were good, because love and dating should never make you go crazy like that. I really don't think that's what it's about. At the end of the day, you don't want to scare somebody into loving you. You don't want to threaten somebody into loving you. And it's just, it's too much. So I can definitely see where some people do take a wrong turn. But nowadays, you know, with like shows like Snapped and Fatal Attraction or Fatal Love or For My Man, it's just going too far. And this is not just your typical run-of-the-mill stuff. You got people killing people over nothing. There's nothing that you need to be killing somebody over. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at all. At the end of the day, if you don't want to be with somebody, just walk away. You know, you don't need to put your hands on them. You don't need to, you know, I don't know. There's other ways to go about it. But, you know, there was one particular situation where I was dealing with one of my exes, and I actually had to get a restraining order on him because he was just two shades all kinds of crazy. And I'm not talking about crazy funny. I'm talking about crazy, like, get your life together. I don't want to be with you. And it was messed up because the person ended up cheating on me, but he also wanted to have his cake and eat it too. And he went through a whole series of situations where he could just try to hurt me, not just physically, but emotionally. Like, he was trying to break me down to the point of no return. And that was just too much for me to handle. So I eventually did get, you know, order protection on him, restraining order, what have you, because we had lived together at one point. I just wanted him to stay away from me. It just didn't make any sense. Like, he had moved on, let me move on, and let's call it really what it was. At the end of the day, though, I really don't think that that should even have to keep coming into play as far as having to deal with folks in that manner. It's just too much. So it doesn't look like these callers, especially Miss Stephanie, is going to call in tonight. And being that she really wanted to be on the show, I'm perplexed. What I can do, though, is get another person on the phone and see if we can go from there. I'm pretty sure she would be happy to be a co-host for the evening to find out the tee-hee-hee and whatnot. So let's see if she is available. And hopefully she is, because I can tell you one thing. She does give a good storyline to multiple situations, and she's a good storyteller. I can tell you that much, too. So at the end of the day, we'll see how that works out. But let me ask the fellas out there that are listening, because I know some of you are, what's the easiest way for you to say goodbye in a situation? Or have you been on the other side of you just can't let go and you got to have her? Like, what was your breaking point to finally give up and say, yeah, no, I'm done? So definitely just go ahead and give us a call. It is 917-889-2241. Again, that's 917-889-2241. Ladies, don't be shy. We can talk about this all night long. We got 23 minutes left in the show, and I would love to hear from you. One of the ways that I had gotten rid of a couple of exes of mine, which, you know, I'm a very blunt person. Try not to be. Oh, looks like we got a caller. Hello, Carla. I've been drinking all my stuff. Is this Miss Sakara?
This is.
Well, hey, girl. Welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. So I know you saw the little post of what tonight's topic is and the whatnot, and I felt like since my co-host must have something else to do and the other young lady that wanted to be on the show tonight decided not to call in, we're going to talk about them later, I felt like the greatest truth teller in the world needed to call in and be a guest on my show. So welcome! Say hey to the
people.
Hi, girl. I'm slightly buzzed, if you didn't know, but that's what we do on As I Sip My Tea, because you don't know what's in my tea. So,
I know what's in mine.
My question for you, ma'am, is how do you break up with crazy? And what's that look like in your world?
Breaking up with crazy in my world, you can pretty much tell when they're crazy, like when they're not going to go away. I just make them not want me.
But what does that look like?
Each person is different. Like, the guy who won't go away but has money issues, stay in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not your bag, nothing get rid of a nigga quicker than you sitting there talking about what you need. Truth.
Mm-hmm.
The people who love you, you know, they just so madly in love with you, they insane crazy. No, turn this shit around, get psychotic. It's a means to an end. It's not a game. Because I don't want you outside my house throwing rocks out my window. I don't want you showing up at my job talking about it's us for life. I don't want motherfuckers showing up on the outside of my car when I'm about to get in my car talking about if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. You know, they're crazy. You know, people got problems.
Oh, don't worry. This is a rated R show. Feel free.
Okay.
Do you.
Motherfuckers got problems.
I appreciate you trying to sense yourself, but I know who I'm dealing with.
Absolutely. It was hard, too.
I understand.
About to be sitting in my living room with my shades closed. Oh, my God, I think he's outside. No, nigga, I'm coming outside with everything in my kitchen. Get your ass the fuck up out of here. But some people like that. They think that's love.
True.
They think, oh, my God, I don't. It's that abused child syndrome. I don't care what she say to me as long as she say something. See, me? I treat motherfuckers like furniture. I walk by you, act like I never met you. We could have been together for years.
Okay, but wait now. That's on the regular. We talking about how to get rid of crazy, okay? We ain't
crazy.
Talking about your secrets to sex, success, of love.
But understandably, that is crazy. If you think about, yeah, if you think about all the people out there who swear to God, oh my God, you know, like the meme, but it was just like, you know, that dude that you thought you couldn't live without, look at you all living and shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm living.
It's never what you think it is.
I want to interject real quick. We've got Miss Stephanie L. Brown, one of the singing sensations from the trip. Hey, girl.
What's up, girl? How you doing
tonight?
How
are you?
Girl, I'm trying to keep from going to jail, but beyond that, I'm good. What's up?
Oh,
East
okay.
Crazy.
I want to introduce you to one of my friends, Miss Cara.
Okay.
She is
hey,
also a fellow.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Now let's be clear. Now we got 18 minutes, so I need y'all to understand, speak quick,
okay,
and get the point across. However, we brought this on because Miss Stephanie, you have some stuff you want to talk about. I want you and Miss Cara to go ahead and just speak on it. You want to know how do you deal with breaking up with crazy?
Right.
Cara said you should go ahead and show them how crazy you really are by treating them like they don't want you.
Okay.
Make them
I need
not
both
want
y'all to. Yeah, make them not want you. Miss Stephanie, how do you feel about this? Tell me what's in your tea?
Let me see. Well, I think that could possibly work, but it only works with people that have the mental capability to understand that's what the fuck you're doing. Y'all mind if
right.
I could, do you? Okay, well,
no,
so what
No, this is a rated R show. Go ahead. Speak your truth.
Okay, awesome. So my thing is, the dude got to be able to have the intellect to understand that's what the fuck you're doing. This
right.
mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mistake was I fell for a right hook and a smile. When I say right hook, this nigga's dick go to the right. Why do I know
Ooh,
that? This motherfucker sent me a video
it
of this motherfucker masturbating.
All right,
get your ass
out
of here. Right hook and a smile, bitch. Okay, let's go. So your dick goes to the right, and you got a cute smile. Well, I fell for that shit. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga got right
oh,
hook
no.
Oh, but your ass, you should have knew that motherfucker was crazy when you sent you a video of his dick.
But see, I didn't
right.
know. No, not necessarily, because, you know, I'm down for let me see what you're working with kind of situation.
Oh.
No. Wait. Now, I'm not going to put anybody on blast about age, but we all grown. We are all grown on this phone.
You're right.
We ain't doing that back
in the day. What motherfucker just got a dick movie in his phone? That motherfucker can't
pretty much. But that, see, here's the thing. See, here's the thing, because I was like, okay, he's trying to show me what. Okay, I got that. But then when you kind of look back at the situation, most heterosexual motherfuckers don't do that. That gay motherfucker?
Right.
Oh, let's come
right.
with it.
Lord.
So you're going to send me your dick. Ooh. You're going to send me your dick. Oh, this shit look nice, about clean, shaving and shit. He hook it to the right. All right, cool. So when we going to get together? So I get this nigga a card on Valentine's Day and say, hey, I'm just thinking about fucking. Why? I got to send your motherfucking dick. Why not, nigga? Let's go. But then 6 days later, this nigga going to say I'm sexual harassing at the gig. This motherfucker got me
fired
because I get served on the job because now this motherfucker say I'm stalking this motherfucking ass. We got a court date on Monday. Bitch, let's go. So I said, okay, you want to serve me purpose at the job? All right, why? I ain't did shit. I ain't even got no dick out to deal. I kissed you maybe 3 times, bought your ass some lunch, gave you $20 to get to and from the gig because you was in between pay periods and you living with your mama
money.
And your grandma,
we
but I'm stalking your bitch ass.
Let me interject.
Please
real
tell me
quick
that you. Well, hold on.
Hold
please
on.
Tell
wait,
me
wait,
you
wait.
Got the video.
What'd you say?
Please tell
you
me
still
you still
got
the
video?
Video.
Oh, I got the video. It's in the phone now.
I take that bitch right to court.
Okay.
How the fuck am I sexually harassing you and you just send me dick
bitch,
dick
that's
movie.
What I said. But we going to court on Monday at 9 a.m.
Hold on. Lady. Hold on. Time out. Cara.
I'm dead over here.
Cara. I need you
dead.
To know where Miss Stephanie lives. Miss Stephanie
I'm in
is the in the shack.
In the shack, bitch.
In the shack. Now, remember
in the
we had them. Wait a minute. Come back. I just want to say come back. Now, Cara, remember I had similar situations and issues with someone from the shack?
Yeah.
This sounds like it's an epidemic with some of the shy men.
No, yeah. What it sounds like is that nigga bitch found your shit.
Exactly.
And that motherfucker got coerced into doing
some shit.
There we
go. And he, because
he didn't want to get caught up. So, no,
exactly.
He harassed me.
Face.
Oh, you need to. Bitch, stop playing.
Right. Got you. So like, okay. like I told dude, hey, you don't want to deal, you decide you don't want to get down, I'm cool. We want to be co-workers, cool, but now you want to do this extra shit. So when you come
pause. Y'all work together?
Yeah, you motherfucker work with me.
I'm dead.
You work with me. Okay, so
Now I've learned this lesson a long time ago. You never play where you work.
But see,
never play where you lay.
I agree with that.
I'm sorry, you just can't do that.
Yeah. I agree with that. But here, I didn't
even
lay with
him. And when you got fired, did you not go to HR like, how am I sexually harassing him? He sent me dick move.
Hold up. Okay, the rundown is this. February 16th. Wait. February 16th, they say, hey, he says you're harassing him because you gave him a Valentine's Day card at work. So they investigated on the 16th and 17th, found nothing. I came back to work on the 18th. On the 22nd, on my Delta anniversary, 12 years in Delta, Signature Incorporated, this motherfucker got me
okay,
started.
You know
again. He's talking about, I can't
every time. Every fucking time I deal with y'all, that's what happens. You, Shantae, the rest of y'all, I love you, but not tonight. Not tonight. I appreciate it. Not tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
So.
All right.
Okay. So the 22nd, I get served. I tell HR. Now, the black female HR rep comes to get me in the break room, say, hey, let's come talk. I need to talk to you. Let's go. I'm grabbing my shit. I'm looking at her and shaking my head like, I can't believe this shit is happening. Then she say to me, well, I'm going to take you in the office. We're going to talk, and do not tear up anything on my desk. So, bitch, now you saying I'm going to destroy property? What the fuck is that? You don't do that, ma'am. Let me come for your job. Then you just come back from maternity leave, bitch. Don't do me. Anyway, so that's that.
Okay, yeah.
So they sent me home.
Okay, so we've established that, number one, anybody that's sending you pictures like that ain't right in the head. You should have ran in the first place. Number two, we done established that we don't play where we make coinage. Have we all understood that, right?
We got that.
Okay. Number three, we too grown for this. So here's the follow-up question. Here's the follow-up question.
My follow-up question, hold on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I know.
Okay, so what made this motherfucker, my question to you is, what made this motherfucker comfortable enough to send you a dick movie in the first place?
Well, this is what happened.
That ain't a text message. That ain't a motherfucker hey, you know, I see you in the break room. What's up? Let's exchange, you know, go out, have some motherfucking drinks after work. Here's a dick movie.
Yeah, yeah. Here's how it went down. Had a conversation, hung out a couple times. 10 minutes, got you. Hung out a couple times. I happened to call him, about 10, 30, 11 o'clock at night. So you know it's that time of night. You trying to get freaky. This nigga, we doing sex talk. He gave me a picture of his face. The next picture was of him sticking his tongue out. The third picture was of him in his box. I'm like, nigga, take that shit off. And then when I said take it off, that's when he sent me the motherfucking video. That's how
So you egged him on.
Act two, scene three, nigga. Let's go.
Okay. So you egged him on.
Okay.
I said, take it off. You could have sent me a picture of your dick, but you sent me a picture of you actually masturbating.
Oh,
sir and ma'am.
Wait a minute.
Come on,
I'm dead. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well.
Right. So when you come to go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm still stupid.
Okay, so when you come to court on Monday, because I'm stalking your ass, and in the complaint you say, we had words via text because we had words, and then you called me a bitch, and I went there. See, I was cool until you called me a bitch. And I was like, I got your bitch, motherfucker. Matter of fact, I going to see your ass at work today and tomorrow. You going to see me again, bitch. Are we ready?
Let me give you a little backstory.
How did it get from calling you a bitch?
Because I texted him, and he happened to be next to this girl, and the girl saw the text. That's what I'm
thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Stephanie and Kara Hush. Kara, I need you to understand that Miss Stephanie ain't no punk by no means, nor is she a small individual, meaning she's tall as shit.
Yeah.
So this dude is scared.
So, but you went from wanting to get your dick sucked and to call the motherfucker bitch. I'm trying to figure out
why,
what kind of crazy this nigga, because that nigga bitch saw that shit.
Yeah,
and she made him do it.
That's what we're saying.
And his whole ass went with it.
Right.
Okay, so this and this is when dates go wrong, or Netflix and chill, or office buddies, or whatever the hell. That's when everything goes wrong. So now we got like 9 minutes left. I want to know, how do we avoid it?
Don't accept the shit in the
first
place. Don't accept the shit in the first place.
Don't accept the shit in the first place. Don't tackle people at the gig. That way you don't have any issues. I mean, as far as this was,
because I got rent to pay.
Because it was a job situation. But, you know.
So we made some valid points here.
The point is, don't fuck with me. That's the point.
Look, off top.
Okay.
My shit is off top.
Go ahead, Carl.
Look crazy. But we're crazy, though, because you got some niggas that like that shit.
Exactly.
That's a down bitch. That's a ride or die. First of all, I ain't riding or die for nobody. I ain't down for shit. Get the fuck off get the fuck off my face with that bullshit. But you initiated, not you, but these niggas initiate. These motherfuckers.
Right.
I didn't have to sit up. These motherfuckers get to talking about what they want in a woman. You get a shit to them, and all of a sudden you clingy. You this, that, and the third. Well, hold on.
Exactly.
That's what the fuck you want it.
Exactly.
You showed
me.
If I tell you, if I ask you to stick my, if I can stick my thumb in your ass, all of a sudden I'm out of pocket.
Okay, you know what? See that right there. You know what, ladies?
I love it.
Ladies, okay. Here's the thing. I'm gonna make sure y'all become friends, because y'all got way more talk about than I actually want to hear, and that's fine. I'm not judging. However, as I'm sipping my tea and I'm looking disturbed, I want y'all to understand that I don't want now one of y'all to be on Snapped, First 48, Criminal Minds, or Fatal Attraction.
I'm not.
I'm
just
saying.
I'm going to hurt a nigga and go home.
Okay.
Here's my thing. I got five on it. Everybody keep $20 on deck. I got five on it. Because if I got to go to jail, nigga, I got five on it.
You're not in jail for $5. You know what?
No, I still got five on it.
That's commissary. And they can't
think. Five on it.
Oh, you got money on the books. Right. I'm not trying to stay in, okay? Don't put five on. Get me out. Fuck that.
I don't want to be under this whole life. I take a vacation. Look.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers need to, what they need to realize is this is the dawn of Aquarius and all that other shit. This is the day of the new shit.
Oh, God, here we go with that crap.
This is the day of the new shit. These bitches, first of all women ain't bitches. So these women ain't the motherfuckers that sit in the kitchen looking at the ceiling praying to God, talking about, oh, Lord, I wish you'd bring me a man. No, these bitches out here getting their motherfucking shit. And these men is uncomfortable, readily uncomfortable, because they can't come in and run shit. How you gonna run shit and you ain't got shit? Nigga, get your motherfucking shit together. Get the game up. But then they in your face talking about all these women as gold diggers. No, I'm not a gold digger. I just want you to have your own shit and be able to pay for some shit every now and again, and more often
every
than not.
Now and then.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, you doing too much. But then they got these bum-ass bitches that sitting at home, can't wait for a nigga to just come home, smoke up all their weed, their ramen noodles, and their kids' motherfucking hot dogs. But that's
ramen noodles. Okay. We've got off topic, you little violent, and I appreciate you, though. So, Ms. Kara, I'm going to go ahead and say thank you very much for calling in tonight. You're awesome, and we'll hopefully have you on the show again, and we're going to keep Stephanie on the line since this is she was one of the special guests. But thank you so much for calling. As I sip my tea, honey, and next time I will see what's in your tea. I'll holla.
Holla back.
All right. Miss Stephanie, I am perplexed because my heart hurts for you a little bit.
I know.
And I just, you know, I want to say some kind, soft words to you so that we can leave the call on a bright note. I do believe that all your intentions were good as a grown woman. You knew exactly what you're doing. However, it seems as if the person in question just did not understand how to handle the situation. And that happens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But for you, you need to take ownership on what part did you just miss to know, you know what, can't fool with this crazy, I'm going to go about my business. Because at
that's
the end of the day, he's bringing out too much of your crazy. Does that make
sense? Right,
yeah. Okay. And I can say this, I've been on that same side, on both sides. I've dealt with a crazy dude, and I've been the crazy chick. But sometimes you something's going to snap in your head to where you got to bring it in. You got to really just
right.
bring it in and say, is this all worth my sanity, my job, my house, any of those things? I mean, I actually had to move away to get away from what I felt like I was self-destructing because I was falling for someone who never wanted me.
Uh-huh.
Never. You know what I'm saying? I had
right.
to move away because I felt myself going to be on snapped. And that's
mm-hmm.
not cute. And I'm not going to
right.
jail. Love,
right, right.
relationships, fun, friends, none of that has to be crazy. There needs to be a very mutual communication, and I think that's what
exactly.
we're lacking. Unfortunately, it's going to the point where the law is involved now, and now you got to go and clear your name, and it will be clear.
Right.
I do definitely know
right.
that. But at the end
right.
of the day, dot all your I's, cross your T's, and keep your P's and Q's in check, because at the end of the day, you are still more than this.
Right, I agree.
Okay.
I agree. And I would say that we came to the conclusion that we're not going to deal, so I'm cool with that. So if we both
mm-hmm.
cool, all guys, children are cool, what's this extra shit? So you want to do the extra shit, no problem. I got to go through it because you decide you want to take me through it. It's not because I volunteered the shit, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to start it, I can finish it, and let's just be done with it because we're both adults,
mm-hmm.
and you got to bring ass to
but
get
it's
ass.
A lesson.
We just going to leave it at
it's
that.
It's a lesson.
It's definitely
now.
A lesson. Definitely that. Definitely
mm-hmm.
that. I should definitely take that to say I need
yeah.
to get the fuck up out of here. I'm moving to Dallas in August, bitch. I'm up out of here.
Are you?
Moving down.
Are we still
all
traveling?
All day, all day. Oh yeah,
all right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for bringing a whole bunch of light to this very
yeah.
special episode that I did for you. Thank you very
no
much
problem.
For joining
appreciate
the call.
You.
And I don't yeah. mean to never disrespect anybody's organization. You did rep your organization, however. The other lady was not part of an organization, so I did not want her asking too many questions and whatnot, but thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good. No problem. No problem.
So I will talk to you soon, and thank you for calling in to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I will see what's in your tea next time.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very, very fun-filled, entertaining show, if you will. If you didn't catch it live, definitely listen to the podcast. You will crack up. I didn't have much to say. My mouth was just dropped open, and I was really sipping on my tea. Join us next time where we will talk about any topic that you want. I'm fresh out of topics for right now, but we will definitely be back on the air sooner than later. Thank you again for listening to As I Sip My Tea, Honey, and I will talk to you soon. Remember to tell me what's in your tea.